Step 1. Go to work. All I ever do here is sit at my ancient desk, staring at the clock ticking, counting down the minutes until I can leave this hellhole. I have been working at the same company for 5 years, and for what? A 75-cent bonus. Forgot why I even joined. I am sure it was not because I was passionate about what I'd accomplished. Maybe it was just original to get through a college course I fizzled out of my life. Each day just feels longer than the last. And don't even get me started on my administrative assistant, who claims to be my so-called real boss. They are so mind-numbing dull, all they care about is work. On, speak of the devil.
Hey there, troll. Working hard, or hard working?
More like working hard, get it?
You are not actual though, right?
No, sir. It was a joke. I am getting work done.
Wonderful.
Step 2. Finish your work. Jesus. Final. The office was quiet all damn day, save for the sound of the air conditioning and the occasional buzz of phone. I got get to the door first before anyone else does so I can actually save a couple minutes not just waiting for the elevator down. Step 3. Leave your job to commute home. I forgot the bus could not run down this route for traffic reasons. The one time I want to get home early so I can catch up on completing the home assignments for work. Then I can save time for tomorrow's shift at work so I can save time when I get home, so I can do more work at home for the next day at. I do not remember this alleyway being here. Did they install some new buildings? Actually, I do not remember these buildings being here either. Well, maybe it will lead me to a faster way home. I will think of it as a shortcut. Step 4. Enter the alleyway. When did we have a subway station in this city? Final, something useful my taxpayer dollars are going to. It might help me commute to and from work faster. Here is the train right now. Step 5. Step aboard the train. I do not see end times or destinations for it, but I am sure on the train it will have them. Am I the first person to use this train? Well, that would not make sense either, because there would have been a big announcement for something like this. Is it just me, or does this train seem familiar? As if I have been on it before, when I was a small child. Yes, like if I went on long road trips with my mother to outside of a state to explore the destinations the world has to offer us. Whoa, that's interesting. Even the sky itself looks familiar. Like if I stared at it nearly 100 times, with friends long forgotten.
This is a Bowling Green bound 4 express train. The next stop is Brooklyn Bridge, City Hall.
Even that voice reminds me of my sister's before she went off to college. Step 6. Rest on the train. I suppose I can take a quick nap before I reach my destination. This ride is rather relaxing anyway. Step 7. Wake up. Wow, that was the best sleep I have had since being hired at that prison of job. Step 8. Begin to explore. I suppose I should see where this train took me. Odd, a basketball court? I think I remember playing some ball with my friends on our way to our homes from school. Wish I had one though. Well, that was convenient. I suppose a couple free throws would be fun. I cannot let myself get rusty. While my aim is getting better, I should explore more. I wonder what this building holds. Whoa, it is like my old school. Or was I homeschooled? I am not sure anymore. This place just feels too real. Like I know every teacher this school would hold. Getting mediocre grades, getting school crushes, even graduating from this place. Good times. This reminds me of the parks I used to go to with my parents. We would throw the frisbee as far as we could. They would even get caught on top of the huge hedges, and we would have to wait for the wind to blow it off. Some days they would just be stuck up there for hours, but we did not mind. We would find something else to do in the meantime, like playing tag. This room looks just like when I would make it to the blanket fortress, and cover the sheets in the glow-in-the-dark stars I would get. Then I would set up the TV to play my favorite shows. I am not sure about the door though. Actual, it looks a lot like my old closet. This place real is perfect. Did you like your stay? Yes, I actual do. I am not sure who you are, but if this is where I think I am, then that does not matter. I am sorry to unravel your conclusion, but I am not who you think I am, and this is not where you think you are. That is why it is time for you to go. What? What do you mean? I just got here. You cannot live in the past forever. For once in my life in the past 5 years I actually feel like a kid again, and you are choosing to take that away from me. Do you know how much this means to me? This is not the life you lived. It is the life you wanted. And the sliver of your short uneventful life, you could live it. Is that not enough for you? No, I will not go back. You cannot make me. I tried to warn you. What was that?
An envoy.
What?
It is coming for you. You have stayed in the past for too long. You can try to run, but the past is faster than you think.
What is this place? This is not right. You are supposed to be sweet. You are supposed to be safe. I do not like this. Be right. Be perfect. Save me. Just let me be happy again.
The past can be unbearable when you misuse it. Dwell in it long enough, and you may uncover things you never wanted to see.
Please. I just want to go home. Thank you.